Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here again with Peter Spencer from Betfred, who's going to talk us through this week's action and last week's sport and the upcoming odds for them. Firstly, Peter, speak about the Manchester clubs over the weekend. Two very poor performances from both of them. What did you make of it, and what were the odds on that all then?
Well, I think poor's an understatement. The nearly men of Manchester, it seems ridiculous that these two fantastic teams should both go out at this stage of the respective European tournaments. I was gobsmacked when I saw that lineup that Guardiola chose for City. He's got some of the best midfield talent whose whole game is to break down defences. He's got them all on the bench. I mean, he's got all that money to spend. He's got brilliant midfielders. I mean, why Foden didn't start is beyond me. They're both silvers. He basically played into Leon's hands all the way through. I thought his substitutions came too late. Mahrez should have been on. I mean, he's got a fantastic left foot, perfectly capable of beating a team like Leon. Leon, to me, looked like the Premier League Southampton, bog standard, mid-table sort of team.
Yeah,
I just couldn't believe it. I'm still astonished now that City should be beaten by Leon. I mean, that is basically a failure for Guardiola now, because the Abu Dhabi owners hired Guardiola to win the Champions League. And at the end of the day, he spent shed loads of money and City have won the League Cup. And that is it. And if United would have progressed in the Europa League, and I'll come to them in a minute, because I'm almost as critical of them as well, then they would have had a better season than City. And who would have thought that pre-lockdown? Anyway, turning to United. Now, there's a little excuse in that Sevilla are quite a decent team.
Yeah.
Right. But the bottom line there is that Martial missed many, many chances. Not as glaring as Sterling's miss, mind you, for City. But anyway, Martial missed. Rashford's completely off the pace. And why he played, I don't know. He was very, very, very late with his substitution, Solskjaer. And it was no surprise that United should go out as well against an excellent Spanish team. And the defence's lapses with both clubs mean that in the summer we're going to have a real battle royal where both Solskjaer and Guardiola are up against each other to buy the best defenders because they both need defensive reinforcements. And truthfully, they probably both need a centre-forward because Aguero's not going to last forever. Jesus isn't a high enough standard, in my opinion, in that he won't get in the Liverpool, Manchester United, Leicester teams, for starters, maybe not even the Chelsea team. So City need another plan as well. See, there's a lot of speculation about this morning's papers whether Guardiola will still stay. He's got 10 months left of his contract. Barcelona job is certainly up for grabs.
Yeah.
But the way that he is and his character, he'll probably want to have it on his CV that he did eventually achieve winning the Holy Grail, which is the Champions League. So it's all changed in the odds, as you can imagine. Outright for the Europa League is Sevilla 10-11 favourites. Inter Milan 5-4. Of course, they're playing tonight. Shakhtar 7-1. And in the Champions League, Bayern Munich, well, no surprise there, massive, massive favourites, 8-15. PSG 11-4. Leipzig 9-1. And Lyon, the conquerors of Manchester City. They're the rank outsiders at 16-1. So tonight's match is Inter against Shakhtar. Inter Milan 4-6 favourites. Shakhtar 4-1. And of course, we'll see Ashley Young, Lukaku, maybe Sanchez as well, all turning out for Inter Milan. So those are the Betfred odds.
So on Tuesday, obviously, PSG take on Leipzig. Just talk through a couple of the odds on that. Obviously, Leipzig going to 9-1 to outright win the Champions League. So PSG going to this as undoubted favourites for this one.
Well, yeah, that's the case. Betfred have PSG 3-4 to win that game. Leipzig 10-3. I can see a final now emerging, PSG against Bayern. And that'll be an half decent final, frankly. If we're not having the Manchester teams in it, then on Sunday, that would be a good final to look forward to.
Definitely. So we'll move on from the football now. Obviously, Ronnie O'Sullivan won his sixth World Championship. quite recently. What are the odds on him? I know it's next year, but what are the odds on him winning another one to make it the seventh?
Well, Ronnie O'Sullivan, for the first time ever in living memory, didn't start this tournament as favourite. Mm. It was Trump who was favourite. But as Ronnie proves us all wrong again, massive character in the sport. Some people say he's bigger than the sport, snooker itself. Came through and absolutely hammered Kieran Wilson in the final. So Betfred odds for next, so the next winner for next year would be Trump is 3-1, which is the same odds as O'Sullivan as well. So they're both 3-1 to win it next year. Now, if O'Sullivan does win it next year, that would be his seventh title, which matches the record of Stephen Hendry, which was 21 years ago. That's time's gone quickly there. Neil Robertson is 6-1 with Betfred. Wilson, who O'Sullivan beat in the final at the weekend, he's 12-1 to go one better and win it next year.
Yeah, obviously you sort of touched on it, you know, the amount of sort of publicity he's brought to snooker and stuff like that. And I'd agree, not being a huge snooker fan myself, the amount of publicity that he has brought to the sport. Do you think maybe he's got a shot at being Sports Personality of the Year? Is there any chance of that happening?
Well, we've been inundated at Betfred by people wanting to back him to be Sports Personality of the Year. He's certainly got a personality. It's whether you like that personality.
Yeah, he's a bit like Marmite, isn't he? Yeah,
exactly. But similarly, Tyson Fury is the same.
Yeah.
You might not like heavyweight boxing. You might not have liked some of the things he said previously, although he has transformed himself. So the Manchester heavyweight fighter Tyson Fury is 13-8 with Betfred to win. He's the favourite to win the Sports Personality in December. O'Sullivan has now been cut from 20-1 to 3-1.
Crazy.
So he's coming in second place now. Now, Marcus Rashford, who played so poorly for United the other night, he did superb work in getting the government to completely overturn the policy over child poverty in the school holidays.
Yeah.
He's drifted out to 7-2. But the surprise for me is Lewis Hamilton, who you say Marmite with regard to O'Sullivan, but it's certainly the case with Lewis Hamilton.
Mm.
He just keeps winning and winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting 2-page spreads in various national papers. But there's something about his personality that doesn't gel with the public, and they don't seem happy with him. And he's just staying more or less the same at 7-2, same as Rashford.
Yeah.
Fifth place at Betfred is John Henderson at 12-1, the Liverpool captain, of course, to be Sports Personality of the Year.
Okay, very interesting. So finally, we'll just touch on Betfred Super League. Obviously, the fixtures took place on the weekend. Sort of what we expected, weren't it, Peter, in terms of the results of all the big teams?
Yeah, it's more or less as you were. Saints won, Wigan won, Warrington won. And also, Catalans are a little surprise team emerging there. I think they're in, well, I know they're in third place now in the table. But it's looking like it's the old firm, Wigan St Helens, with Warrington on the shirt tails. The latest round of fixtures at the weekend.
Fantastic. So that's all from Peter Spencer. Thanks for joining us again, Peter. Just a reminder that all Betfred stores are open with safety measures in place.